Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. IdahoSports.com had a great weekend. We were at the Rocky Mountain Rumble at Holt Arena in Pocatello. The final tally was Idaho 2 and the visitors 1. Pocatello and Shelley were easy winners on Saturday. The only Idaho loser was Highland as they went down to Orem. That was a ton of fun to be at Holt Arena on Saturday for the Rocky Mountain Rumble. Stick around IdahoSports.com. September 15th, we will be up at the Kibbe Dome in Moscow, Idaho for the Idaho Classic. Ignacio, California taking on Lewiston. It's WF West out of Washington taking on Lake City. Skyline, Washington taking on the back-to-back 5A champs Coeur d'Alene. And Sutter, California will play Clarkston, Washington. You can only see that on IdahoSports.com. But before the Idaho Classic, we have football this Thursday and Friday right here on IdahoSports.com. It's a great schedule of football games. Kicking it off Thursday, Paul Kingsbury and I will be at Donna Larson Field for the Meridian-Bora matchup. That'll be 7 o'clock kickoff, Meridian-Bora this Thursday night. And then on Friday, Bishop Kelly at Jerome. It's Boise at Eagle. Capital taking on Mountain View. Paul Kingsbury and I will be at that game as well. Centennial at Timberline. Emmett taking on Nampa. Highland of Pocatello playing Twin Falls. Rigby versus Skyline. And Rocky Mountain is at Valley View. So a great slate of games coming up right here on IdahoSports.com. Taking a peek at the Gridiron Game Picks, the latest standings are all done, and Paul Kingsbury, the boss of IdahoSports.com, is in first place with 39 correct picks. Congrats, Paul. Second place, Scott Jardine. Third, Boyd Jensen. Fourth, Benji Jacobson. Then Brian Kless, Eldon Adams, Tyler Richens, Alan Erickson, Bob Olive. And rounding out the top 10 is Brian Thompson. Yours truly, Jeff Duncan, way down in 43rd place. But at least I'm ahead of Matt Harris and Scott Burton, so that's a good thing. All of us here at IdahoSports.com have our thoughts and prayers and well wishes to Coach Spriggs of Glens Ferry. He will be leaving the team for a little bit to have a tumor removed from his brain. So once again, prayers, thoughts, best wishes to Coach Spriggs of Glens Ferry. Great guy and a great coach. That's going to wrap up the podcast for a Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed the football-heavy podcast. We will be back tomorrow by 11 a.m. Have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk with you Wednesday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.